Let's answer the internet, shall we? 1-800-947-3979. Who would like the first one?
I'll take it.
Hot Wings?
Yeah.
How do you think it goes when Siamese twins, conjoined twins, I don't think we're supposed to say
that anymore, right? That's an antiquated term.
After I said that, I thought, I don't think I'm supposed to say that anymore, so my apologies.
Yeah.
Conjoined twins, how, I'm probably not supposed to say any of this. How do they masturbate?
You know, I think it depends on where they're conjoined. I mean, that's going to make a huge difference. Like, if they're conjoined at the torso and they only have two arms, like, let's say they have two heads, but they really, then they kind of narrow right down into a sort of one body, like that Monty Python giant.
Mm-hmm.
then, I mean, it doesn't really matter. You're sharing hands anyway, I guess, kind of. But, you know, if you're conjoined at, like, the leg, that's kind of weird then. If you're sort of, you know, then you could, if you have four arms and then you're touching each other, that's a whole different thing.
Where? Okay, so let's just say it's two guys conjoined, one genitals,
yeah,
two brains,
yeah,
two hands.
Okay. Hmm.
Can one brain be in the mood and the other one be like, not interested? I would think so, right? There,
you know,
is it all mental?
Maybe.
Is it sometimes chemical?
No.
Maitland, you got any experience with this?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
No.
I didn't. You know, I thought maybe while you were in Lansing.
Yeah.
Well, guys wake up with, you know, that boost of testosterone sometimes.
That's true.
You know, so what if you wake up and you're both kind of like, all right, let's do this. Do you turn away from each other?
But like, what if one's really sad?
Then I guess you probably don't do it.
Right?
But it is a good
question.
Or
the other one's like spent the whole night dreaming about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. And they're just. Mm. Fever pitch.
One's the reason for the NARB and the other one's just sitting there like, come on, dude.
Yeah, don't you ever get tired of this?
No. No.
That'd be...
Yeah.
Are there ever anywhere they... Nope, that's a dumb question.
But, you know, I mean, I would say assuming that they both have the same sensations and then one feels one arm and the other feels the other arm, you know, you just gotta, you gotta take turns. You gotta share in that wealth. You got to let the left twin feel it a little bit on the palm. You got to let the right twin feel a little bit on the palm.
That's probably true.
And hopefully you both experience the finishing.
And not stranger danger.
Mm.
Steve.
Yes.
For $3,000, would you allow your face to be photoshopped into gay porno and then be placed online amongst the myriad of other videos?
For just $3,000?
Yeah.
And it's online. It's online forever?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. How long are you going to do that?
No, that's not nearly enough money.
It's a pretty low number, yeah. Isn't it?
It is.
Well, am I getting residuals off of that? Like every time somebody watches it?
Nope, just a flat fee. No. Sort of like the guy that did NBA Jam. She's on fire. He's on fire. $600. Nothing.
No, not enough.
No, there wouldn't have been a time in my life where I would have taken that. Even when I was making like 18 grand a year, mm-hmm. I would have said no to that. Not forever.
Yeah, I need at least one comma.
I thought you were going to say 3,500. There like, is one comma in 3,000.
Yeah, yeah. No,
like high you've one commas.
A, you've done, okay, 9,000.
High one commas.
Yeah.
Like five digits.
Yeah, I'm going to need at
okay,
least
9,000.
Yeah.
No, still not, one comma. Like, it's very
you
high.
You give me 999, 999.
Yeah.
I'm gonna oh, you want like almost a million.
Yeah. I need at least two commas.
Yeah.
Like in perpetuity.
Yeah. Maitland, you're a three-headed monster. The first head is the one you already have.
Okay.
The head on your right is your idol, and the head on the left is the person you hate.
Ooh.
Who are the other two?
Meryl Streep.
You don't like Meryl Streep?
I love Meryl Streep.
Oh, okay.
So I'd have her right there. It'd be so nice. And then on the other side,
It's hard, right?
It is.
Hate's a hard word.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
I
yeah,
like
that's
Marjorie
really
Taylor
tough.
Greene.
Oh, God.
That's easy to hate. That's not hard.
Oh, man.
But you're going to be next. I mean,
you got to pick someone you hate.
Yeah.
Isn't there a muted person you hate?
Yeah. You know who I really hate? Marley Matlin.
Yeah. Helen Keller.
Yeah. Right. It's just a lot of grunting.
Yeah. I just can't stand that.
Hoppings, who's your idol? Who is your hate?
Oh, man. I would say. think my idol, I would probably go Paul Rudd. I think would be fun to have. I think we would have nice conversations. And then the person that I hate.
What if he chose you as the person he hates? That's how it lines up.
I mean, well, oh, no. You know, that'd be really fine. A bummer, I mean, as long as I like him, I mean, it doesn't really matter what he feels. And then I guess on the other side, I would have to go. Ted Cruz.
He looks like a penguin.
Yeah, because it's not even it's not even so much like the political thing. It's just he just grates on me. I just find him really grating.
Yeah, if we took all politicians out of it, it'd be much harder to find someone to throw on the don't like shoulder.
Yeah, because mine was pretty easy.
Yeah,
yeah, because they don't. Yeah, because like normal people I don't like, I just it's easier to avoid them. Like if I want to watch the news, you kind of have to see people you don't like because politicians are on the news. But
Maitland, you could have gone with the hate head as Rowdy Rhonda, your old neighbor.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you could have.
I could have, but that's entirely too much. You know, it's like this. Couldn't do it.
Steve, you have 5 minutes to live. What song are you going to listen to? That is so not on my radar.
No.
Seriously. Oh, there's nuclear bombs raining. I like when that nuclear alarm went off in Hawaii and they all thought there were missiles coming from North Korea. I bet no one was like, I got to get to iTunes.
No.
Yeah.
No, that is the last thing on my mind.
But if it's the first thing on my mind, I know exactly where I'm going.
Really?
Hell yeah. Florence and the Machine. Put it on. Let's put it on. I love that song. I love her. I love all her songs. But I would put on Falling probably or Dog Days Are Over. Honestly, just put Florence and the Machine on shuffle.
I would spend the whole time shuffling with all
Me
of
too.
My songs, going skip, yeah. skip, mm-hmm. nope, not that one, skip.
Yeah. Oh, man,
skip.
Why do I have Banana Phone on this list?
I should listen to a Beatles song, but which one?
Boom.
Yeah. I would still be going. Kelly, if you could upgrade one body part, what would it be?
My eyes.
What's wrong with your eyes?
I want my eyes to be two different colors.
Oh, I do like that.
Yeah. And I want one to be brown still, and I want one to be like greenish blue. Maybe even gray. I'm not sure. But
you
want to
look like Max Scherzer.
Yeah. I want it to be like noticeable.
Yeah.
I love that so much.
I think that's a really cool.
Yeah.
Is that the coolest birth defect?
I think so.
I mean, probably.
And it's hard to make that list.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
I like cool birthmarks too, though. Like ones that take up massive parts of the body and stuff. I'm like, wow, what a birthmark you've got. I don't even have one. Not fair.
Hot wings.
Yeah.
Your significant other surprises you with a vacation.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But you were going to break up with them. Do you still go on the trip? And how long do you have to wait to break up?
So the trip's already paid for. Yes, I'm going on the trip. And then you gotta wait, at least 4 months.
After?
Yeah.
I was going to say at least
months.
A month.
Oh, my God. A month?
Yeah.
What would you do it in the airport on the way back?
Hell yeah.
Really?
Oh, you can't.
I'd probably let them know the only reason I'm going on this trip is so we can break up afterwards.
I think that would be the right thing to do is say, hey, I was going to break up with you. Oh, God, no, that's not the right thing to do. Now the trip's ruined for them the entire time.
See, I would feel, it's the guilt. I couldn't do it right. Like, if they said, it's all booked and we're going, I couldn't do it then because I'd feel guilty about it. Like, I'm ruining everything. And then I couldn't break up right after because I'd go, I'll be ruining everything and I'll make them feel bad. And this is going to be terrible.
What if the vacation stopped over in Dayton, Ohio on the way home?
Oh, then I would be compelled. Yeah.
Then you do.
That's your breakup zone, right?
Yeah, yeah. I can't help what comes out of my mouth if I'm in Dayton. It's like my little Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, I'm in the truth zone.
Oh, no.
Great.
You know what happens when I'm in a boring town.
Maitland, you have two choices. You can always wear cut-off jorts the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Or go shirtless with a leather vest. Pretty sure this was supposed to be a guy's question. But anyway, go ahead.
I think I'd do shirtless with a leather vest. That'd be fun.
I bet you can make that work.
You can make it work a lot of different ways. And jorts all the time just seem like I'm asking for a lot of front wedgies and UTIs.
Mm-hmm.
That does seem like a problem.
Man.
It would hurt a lot.
Hot wings.
You need to get better jorts if you're always getting UTIs.
I didn't know jorts
from
could give me UTIs.
My mom used to always tell me, if you sleep in jeans, you're going to get UTI.
I mean, I guess I don't know if that's true or not, but you shouldn't sleep in jeans,
that
probably.
That seems like one of those made-up mom things.
I think it was.
Yeah, like, that's somebody told, I think one of Oliver's grandparents told him if he slept with socks on, his feet would suffocate. Because he likes to sleep with his socks on.
Yeah, that's if you keep doing that voice, your voice is going to snap like that.
Yeah,
and
your face is going to freeze. Yeah.
Oh, Kelly, somebody sent a photo of their dog, which appears to be maybe a husky German shepherd mix, and it has one brown eye and one dark eye with sort of the light blue around
it.
Yes. Oh, that is a beautiful dog. I would take that dog's eyes and put them in my head.
Me too.
Not like in a violent, mean way.
And I'd like to see color too, because dogs don't see color.
They don't
see
color.
I actually don't want their eyes.
In a moment, we're going to answer more of the internet, including Hot Wings answering a question where I'm going to leave out two words. What does it mean if your girl is obsessed with blank blank? Hot Wings knows the answer with this.
Mm.
That's next.